Right. Let's start this pod off right.
The hurricane.
Katrina! Y'all know what the fuck time it is.
Here comes the hurricane, bitch. Here comes the hurricane, bitch. Here comes the hurricane, bitch. Here comes the hurricane, bitch.
It's fucking Pride Month, but.
You are now tuning in.
Oh, it is Pride Month. Happy Pride Month.
Welcome back to the Aqua Thinking Podcast. I know we've been gone for a really long time, but I'm your boy Nas, aka Stax.
I'm Vince.
He probably forgot his cue.
I did. It's been so long. We haven't been in the studio in such a long time.
Nah, it feels like real. It feels refreshing. Hold on. Let's finish the cue. And we are the fridge you never knew you needed. All that in the bag of chips, the neighborhood widows, all that and da-da-da. Aqua Thinkers. Yeah. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Put all the likes in a collection pot. I put some like goals. Y'all gave me 3 instead of 20. I feel offended because I feel like, what are we doing this for? You know, what is this community building for? So make sure you drop them likes in a collection plate. What else, Vince? What should they do?
Oh, make sure you leave a comment. Make sure y'all go on our YouTube, bro. Go interact on the YouTube. Follow us on Twitter. We do got a Twitter. It's at Awk Thinking, AWK Thinking. Follow us. Shout us out. We need a little, you know, a little love on there. So make sure you share us around.
Yeah. Tell them what their name is.
Tag us to some shit. Awk Thinking, nigga.
No, tell them what their name is now. Because remember, we changed it from Intruders.
Yeah. I never was calling them niggas Intruders.
I was. It was never. Nice. Listen, this show is forever changing. This show is always going to be...
It's evolving.
It's evolving. We're still figuring this shit out. Really.
I think Awkies would be a good name. Like, awkward, but Awkies, like, for the viewers.
Yeah, like Lil Ewoks. Yeah. Y'all, like, pitter-patter on when the show comes on. Like, so y'all the Awkies.
Let's tap in with our Awkies.
You see, you made it corny.
Did I? Hey, y'all, let us know what y'all think about Awkies.
Let us know what you think about the name. Or, hey, that's what y'all are here to suggest the name.
Yeah, suggest some shit. If you don't like it, come up with something better. How about that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you know how we have to kick off the show. That's what we're thankful for. What you been thankful for lately, man?
Peace and space and time and energy, bro. That was a lot. That's what people say right before they say some bullshit. But no, I got like I went on vacation for like a week. That was nice. I got like 3 days in the house to myself.
Yeah,
like just chilling,
not doing nothing. Yeah. Not a damn thing.
That's a lot because I've been doing shit. I've been working on the iPad. For y'all that don't know, or if y'all have seen, like, I'll be drawing and shit, so like I'm working out on different stuff and trying different shit, so I've improved on some stuff. And I
why are you looking at me like,
huh?
Why
like what?
Just look like you was like I look like I offended you or something.
How?
I don't know. You just cocked your head back, but go ahead. Finish what you're saying. You were drawing.
I think you read, man, today. But yeah, I've just been working on that. And so, like, I'm thankful for that time that I had to, like, work and improve on something that I like to do.
Yeah, I'm thankful for not being involved in the hype. So a lot of people like to indulge and like to run to things. Like me, I like to enjoy things. I like for it to be placed on a plate and just enjoy it bit by bit. And that's what I did this weekend. I think this week, was it last week? Was it Memorial Day weekend? It was Memorial Day weekend.
It was the beginning of this week. Monday.
No, it wasn't. Was it?
That was Monday, yeah.
I finished it on Monday?
Master.
Well, I was watching Lovecraft Country. I posted it on my Instagram and everybody was like, oh my gosh, you didn't see it. This was so great. It needed more seasons. It needed this. Oh my gosh, you're so late. And I said, I don't give a fuck what y'all think. All right. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, I watched it on my time, not on y'all time. I watched it on my time. So y'all was disappointed. That's what happens. That's what happens when you get involved with the hype and y'all got disappointed thinking it was going to be more. But no, it wasn't.
You feel good about yourself?
I do. Also, me personally, I didn't think it needed more seasons.
Let's wait to get into that.
But that was what I was thankful for. So let's kick off this rabbit hole of a show so I can really dive deep into what I really want to talk about, which is this Lovecraft Country shit. So back to what I was saying. Yeah, I love the whole thing.
No.
What?
Before we even get into that, all that, I had watched Lovecraft Country damn near 2 years ago when it first premiered. I was watching it as it was dropping. It's
3 years ago, sir.
Damn near 3 years ago. Yeah, so I was watching it at that time, and at that time, I was getting everybody I knew to watch it. I'm like, yo, you got to watch the show raw as fuck. Mm-hmm. And putting everybody on.
Guess who didn't fall for it?
Hateful spirit ass. He ain't want to come. He ain't want to watch the show for nothing. He was like, nah, I'm just not going to watch it. Like, and the show would be on, and he would be in the room, and he was still like, he had watched the episode, but he wouldn't like, oh, I'm going to go in and watch the series. So what just made you finally be like, all right, let me go watch it?
It was finding, like, I think I find the best shit when I don't have shit to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's nothing been on TV for me, like, good on TV to watch. So I was like, all right, cool. Let me just dive deep into this. Let me finally watch it. And from what I've seen, it was amazing. Like, it was from front. Like, I ain't gonna lie. All right, some points, the beginning, the first episode, of course, is gonna be the first episode. So I gotta introduce a lot of things. I wasn't like, when is this shit gonna get crazy? When them little multiple eyeball shit start popping, I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, it was like, and then it was like that every single episode. Like, nothing left. Actually, it was one episode that was like dragging, and I think it was the Ninetale Fox one. It might have been that one for
me. Okay, so when I first watched that one, that was not my favorite episode. That's like the one that's more centered around his time in like Korea or something.
Yeah, the war.
And like, it wasn't my favorite, but after rewatching it, I liked the episode now. Like, so now it's solidified with the rest. I think maybe what you need is a rewatch.
I can't rewatch.
You can.
No, you can. Once it's done, it's done. I can't. I hate to like. That's like me rewatching Breaking Bad, and that's one of my favorite series. Mm-hmm. I cannot. It's just I already know what happens. So
it's not about knowing what happened. It's like the beauty is like, yes, you know what happens, but when you rewatch it, it's like you see how you get there. Like when you watch it for the first time, you going along with the story. So you like you a part of it and you experiencing it in the same time as them down there.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go back and you rewatch it, it's like now I'm experiencing it, but I know what's to come and I know like. When certain things, like, it's a lot of shit, especially within the first, second, third, and fourth seasons of stuff, things get dropped, and it's like there's gems and stuff that get dropped, and you get to hear that and be like, okay, that means this is going to happen. Oh, and by him saying this, he introducing this character for a few episodes later. So, like, that's the importance of going back and rewatching. Nigga, I rewatched... Naruto, the fourth great ninja war.
I've rewatched
it like four or five times now, and like every time I learn more, and it's like it's just little pieces in there like that you don't get for that first watch because you like I don't know, you digesting so much at one time and you watching it over time, so you forget a lot. You forget that a lot has happened and transpired since the first season.
Yeah, my biggest thing was with this though. Like even with rewatching shit like that, I like the watching things to just get it over with. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, I did that, I accomplished it. I'm not revisiting it. So that wasn't my biggest thing.
That's sad.
Yeah, it is. But hey, you know, you move on. That's what life is about. It's about moving on, growing, prospering. That's what it. That's really and truly what it's about. Even with watching TV shows and stuff like that. What else?
I kept telling you was gonna like Lovecraft Country.
You did, and I will admit that I'd wound up really liking it, and I wanted so hard. Like, I was finding something to hate on this show, and I could not find shit to hate on the show. Like, everything was done like so tastefully weird, and it was just like it hit so many notes. It was like reading a book that just keeps getting fucking better. Like, the pacing of this show was so good. Like. And it was like, oh, then the father was gay, then it's not really his father. He was whooping his ass. Then the mysterious man.
Spoiler alert.
Nigga, if you ain't watching it, it's been 3 years. What the fuck?
People don't be knowing that, though. Well, what would you say your favorite? I'm sorry, did you want to finish your point? What would you say your favorite episode was?
I think my favorite episode. It had to be the one when they went in the past to Tulsa. Same. Yeah, I think that was like a real like then it was a what if moment. Like, what if I had to, because it's so many times you would be tempted to manipulate what just transpired, and mm-hmm. just looking at that from like a real time standpoint, like, I could have did this, I could have did this, because we do that in our memory banks, like, oh, I could have did this better, or and yeah. there's no way you can change it, but just being in that essence, and then even them learning that, oh, the this is the book that they were hiding, they couldn't open up because it was bounded mm-hmm. By the mother, right?
Yeah,
the mother, the grandmother,
the ancestor,
the ancestor, let's put it like that. Yeah, so it was just so much, and then it's like, just to even to talk to people at that time, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? That would be amazing. But yeah, that was something for me to see, like, the different layers of their origin stories and stuff.
I really
like that.
Liked that one, that episode, just because I feel like that, I don't know, to me that was a powerful episode, because it's like she's sitting there and like the lady she's burning, like, as she's talking to her, she's talking to like someone who's going to carry on her legacy, her like ancestral line and stuff, and she's like giving her like their hope and everything, and she's entrusting that with her, and she's telling her, like, not even telling her, but just more so having enough faith in her to know, even though I'm gonna die in this moment, I won't survive this, mm-hmm. y'all are gonna survive this, and what y'all are gonna do with this would be so much better for us. Because they end up what they going back and doing what they do, like, got getting the book and shit, allowed them to do so much more, exactly. and then that shit allowed them to spoiler alert.
No, fuck the telling them niggas the spoiler alert. Fuck that. If you ain't seen this shit, it's been out for 3 fucking years, nigga. So if you haven't seen this shit, you watch it. If you're like, cut it off, yeah. cut this part off. Well, listen to the full episode. Just skip past this because we're gonna get off this. Mm-hmm. But if you haven't watched the shit, watch the shit. The shit is good. But go ahead, finish what you were saying.
But it just allowed them to basically do what they needed to do in that show. I also like the acting. Yeah. I feel like it's been so hard to get like good, genuine acting. And Letitia Scott and not Letitia Scott. That's
damn.
That's her character.
Letty.
yeah. That's her name is Journey mm-hmm. Smith.
I don't know her name. The light skinned girl in Robound. Yeah. Is that her?
That's what No, Journey Smollett.
I don't know.
That's her name.
Okay.
That's her name. Journey Smollett, my bad. And then what you call it, King of Conqueror dude?
Jonathan
Majors.
I was gonna put a joke.
And a lot of other well known actors and everybody, but Jonathan Majors and Journey Smollett were the leading cast for that. And them niggas was acting their ass off. Like, when it came to crying, like, yeah. I'm a person, if it's a real emotional scene, I want to see emotion. I want to be able to feel that when I'm watching it. I want to be able to tap into that low key. I want you to convince me, like, all right, this is actually taking place. And it's like, what was you there? No, that was Malik. What? We just watched Dungeons and Dragons last night.
It was ass.
I didn't watch it from beginning. Okay. And so I was in and out of it. But there was this moment at the end where the girl, she crying, and it's like literally,
right?
And it was like, what the fuck is that? Yeah. Like, that's not acting. That's not, I don't know. Like, that don't sell nothing for me. Sell me a story, motherfucker. That's why I'm here. Entertain me and give me a story that I can believe. And like, them two actors, they both did their thing throughout the whole show. Making sure, like, you believe their performances and everything. And again, I liked how tasteful shit was. Like, yeah. I'm not a big fan of black trauma and shit. I don't like for that shit to be put in movies and, put out there. What they call it? Like, black trauma porn and shit. I don't like that. I don't like, or black exploitation. I don't like that. But the writers and the directors did a great job of making sure that the people that they were bringing in for the stories got to like have a voice, kind of, mm-hmm. and did not go out in sad ways. Like, the characters, to me, it seemed like they got power from, like, watching that. It made me feel better about the people that the shit happened to versus feeling so much pity and shit for them.
Yeah, my thing is, and this is what I liked about it, and we can just, I don't know if we want to pivot after this, but my biggest thing with this film was more so like how black people treat magic or dark magic or magic in general. Like, is this devil work? Like, it's devil work, and quote unquote, mm-hmm. but it was just like, to, and they was like, oh, well, no more white people can use magic, and black, you know, black people. It's just, it was a tasteful thing of what we don't associate ourselves with so much due to faith and stuff like that, because that's a big thing in black households. Is like, we don't do all that magic, like, you know, with the Harry Potter, and like, that's devil work, we don't do that. And but it showed it like, hey, we have this power, we can utilize it, this helps, this we can, you know, help people not get in our house from negative energies. And you know it was dope. It was all the way, it was all around, it was a dope thing.
It was.
So yeah, I do want to talk about that Jared Fogle thing, just for a little bit. That was so fucking nuts. I ain't gonna lie. That nigga was doing some crazy shit for 10 years. Like, from 2005 to 2000. I don't know when it started. Maybe say, like, let's say 2008, you know, but you don't know when
it's just wild around. I don't know, just the fact that, like, he was able to get into that position. And then
by luck, that was a lucky chance.
And then you get in and you get straight to kids and shit. Like,
well, for the people who don't know, Jared Fogle is the icon from Jared's the Subway nigga. He's the Subway nigga that's always been in the commercials, and he got caught being a pedophile and having that like 1,000 counts of pictures and stuff like that. Yep. And I'm just like, bro, I don't even have that many nudes in my phone. How the fuck do you are able to get this many fucking pictures because of kids, bro?
When you doing shit like that, that's more of an obsession.
Yeah.
You're not just like, I don't want to say our shit is just regular, because I feel like, you know, we do have a overstimulation to porn or whatever.
Right.
But I do feel like at least our shit is like more in a consenting way.
Yeah.
Versus them, where like, I think it's the having to sneak to do the shit causes it to be more of a, I don't know, like a dopamine rush. Yeah. Like, now I got, because there's the fear of getting caught, and now there's a little bit of pleasure from that fear of getting caught. And then it's like, all right, let me amass this large amount of inventory of these things that I like to get off to, which is, it's sick. I don't know how to,
it's just nuts, because it's just like you said, it's the obsession thing with kids. Like, it's nothing. Yeah. Like, I just really, not saying, oh, like, what's in the mind of a pedophile, but like, as me, I'm like, it's nothing appealing about a fucking kid. You know what I mean? Like, it's nothing like that you can be like, oh, this is attractive. This is nothing a fucking appealing about it. So it does become an obsession, because once they try to make him like that soft story, like he was bullied, he was big, and you know, no girls liked him, and now he got all this popularity, and then he's like speaking to kids. I know that nigga was foaming at the mouth when he was at them fucking because
my thing was, I'm thinking, all right, you didn't have that when you were younger, so you would think, like, now that you got so the popularity, you would be running through all these grown-ass women. Like,
yeah,
But I think, and like I had told Nas, I think what it was, that being, like, turned away at such a young age, and, like, especially, what, probably third, fourth grade, you already knew, like, the options were limited. Yeah. So, of course, like I told Nas, I think in Jared's head, it's like, this is, like, what I've always wanted. Like, from a kid, I've never grown out of wanting someone, and I guess that first someone was some, you know, it was a middle schooler or something. So now that you are older, still, like, you still have that strong attraction to a middle schooler, instead of you being able to be like, all right, I had, like, you know, the normal crushes in middle school. Things worked out, they didn't work out. I've grown up and shit, and I've, you know, had the different relationships with other people in my own age. So now that I'm an adult, I know that I want somebody my age, or at least similar within my age range. Versus with his situation, it's like, you stunned it. Like, because you got, I don't know, you got blocked in middle school. So now you stunned it.
But he only got 15 years because of that.
Really?
R. Kelly got 33 years. And it's like, you have, I don't know all the evidence on R. Kelly's case. I didn't watch his specific documentary, so I don't want to say too some outlandish. But like, look at that, was like pure privilege right there.
Yeah.
15 years to 33 years, and y'all roughly did the same thing, assault, and the nigga went to Thailand to go fuck kids, and he's actually on voice recorders. I don't know if R. Kelly was on voice recorders, but
the thing, you don't have proof.
Exactly.
Just because you were on voice recorders, but at least with the R. Kelly situation, you have people saying, like, yeah, that was me, I'm in that situation.
But that's still speculation, too.
No, it's not.
It's not?
If I have... versus saying, all right, I heard he did something or he said he did something, but we don't have anybody to be like, all right, who was it? Like, we don't have anybody to come forward and say, yeah, it was me. Versus in the R. Kelly situation, you have those people. You got a couple people who came forward and was able to be like, all right, that's how you can make a case. Because, mm-hmm. again, for in his situation, until somebody come forward and be like, yo, that was me in that situation, or at least I know more of it, and here is the receipts for it, you can't do nothing.
And my last thing that's on this, it's mainly like, that lady just wanted to break her career. Like, when I'm watching this lady just wanted to uncover the biggest story of the most loved person in America at that point. And she wanted, like, because when the first, he whispered in her ear and said, middle schoolers are hot. And that's when she was like, oh, it took me, like, disarray, whatever, the shit. Mm-hmm. And it was like, after you hear something like that, immediately report it. Like, why are you just trying to, that was, I didn't really feel no sympathy when she was like, oh, and he's a monster. And this is because you just wanted to make your career go even more up, mm-hmm. you know. So I didn't really care for that. If you really cared, you would have, you know, went further. But
I agree. You know, speaking about the acting shit, let's also talk about music.
Okay.
And, like, just what a different quality and shit. Like, I don't feel like we've been getting any good music. I have not heard good music within the last few years. I ain't gonna lie.
Now, we run into this conversation multiple times, mm-hmm. with Vincent, and Vincent doesn't like raunchy music from the mass media. I would say this. I was listening to Stand today by Eminem, and it was so amazing because it takes, it's like different elements of music. It's the sound effects. It's the taking you on a storytelling. And, mm-hmm. and necessarily, like, I'm not listening to Stand in the Club because you do need club music to dance to and make you feel good and stuff like that. But I feel like I'm overstimulated with too much feel good in a club music. You know what I mean? Like, it's too much. It's way too much.
What feel good club music? I have not heard no good.
You're thinking of like positivity music, but I'm saying like it's too much club music being filtered out into like regular. Like, I know Lil Durk just got that song with J. Cole. It reminds me of when Nas was like, I know I am. Like that is, I never liked those songs. Even as a kid, really? I hated those type of, yes. That was the worst song to me. But yeah, like, I think today's, like, it's just no, like, Kendrick does a great thing. Like, I've listened to Kendrick's album, like, front to fucking back, and I learned so many new, like, I've been listening to United in Grief. And that song is just like, you know, it's different elements to that song. He's talking about, you know, I guess his grieving process and stuff and what he's been through certain days. But as I'm listening to it, I'm like, yo, this that same flow Safari had. Mm-hmm. Like, when he was like, and Charlamagne was like, nah, that ain't it. But I'm like, this is like, but he does that. And I'm like, it was something I ain't really peeped. But just because Kendrick doing it sounds cool, but when Safari did it, it sounded like that. But going back to it, I'm saying, like, I think Kendrick is doing good. Like, I've liked his body of work. I like what he's doing with music. I know it's fun and it's still detailed to have some things. I'm kind of falling off the Drake bandwagon, I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. The raunchy music is still near and dear to my heart.
I don't knock none of that music, but I just remember a time growing up where it was like you had good music that you could steadily play, and then, yeah, you could add in the raunchy music if you wanted to or for those settings, but it's like the fucking raunchy music taking over, and it's like I can't find shit good at all.
Who do you think pioneered and ruined it? Because I went off a whim and said Soulja Boy ruined music.
I don't think Soulja Boy ruined music.
In an aspect of it was how quick it was being made. Like, in how simple it was. That's that's what I was thinking. Like, Soulja Boy ruined music for how people consume, like let's say, like, Dunk. She got a Dunk. Like, shit like that. And then somebody can redo that in X, Y, and Z. So I feel like, I'm not saying, like, he's ruined the whole, you know, because Soulja Boy has made good quality music for his range of sound, but I'm just saying that quick, fast, hurry music has transformed and evolved to what I feel like we have today. So all the good shit, nobody gets recognized for it, really.
I don't know, because I would say music started falling off sometime after 2014.
I would are you talking about like that Lil Uzi era, like 2016.
You know, I'm not a big Uzi fan, but I'm music like Savage. That, I'm not a fan of. So I would say them niggas. Yeah, it was them niggas where music started falling off at.
And you know, nobody liked that year, and then they're like so prominent in the game right now. I don't know. I'm a devil's advocate on this topic because I still do enjoy the music that's being put out. Do I think it's well produced? No, I think some people have good verses and good beats, and that's what it is.
But that's, I don't hear no music where it's like, it's thought put into it. It's no music where somebody sat down and was like, all right, let me think about this album. Let me think about the story that I'm trying to tell. And like, I get tired of hearing white people music. Like, that's all I mean, I'm not saying they the only ones who put in good quality music, but for the sounds that I like, they are the only ones who have been putting out. And those, when I say those people, I just mean like Adele. Damn near just Adele right now. She, and maybe some other person, like one or two other people for the sound that I really like. And I am looking for black artists who, like Alicia Keys. That's one of my favorite artists. I love Alicia.
Okay.
Alicia,
right. I ain't got nothing for you.
Alicia got a great ass sound, and I like her sound. I'm looking for artists who have that sound. I'm trying to get into more neo soul music too. Like, I like neo soul, or I'm finding out that I like neo soul. I'm just looking for something where nobody didn't throw it together in 20, 30 minutes just to get a bunch of replays. And I understand. I understand that that's what the game is now. That's like, niggas is just trying to make money. Nobody's trying to make music anymore.
Yeah.
So I understand, like, all right, it's either you put out a song that people go fuck with or it's not. But I have not heard music in such a long time.
You know, I've been listening to a lot of stylistics. And I've been listening to a lot of stylistics, Stevie Wonder. And the reason why, and it goes back to why we didn't have an episode. So I went to a funeral and while Vince was out. Like, we just was out. You know, we needed some time away. We needed a break, y'all. Mm-hmm. So I went to a funeral, and I was listening. We driving to the joint, to the funeral, of course. And I listened to Sherry Moore. Like, my mom's playing it, like, as we're driving to it. And it was so beautiful. In that moment, it was so beautiful. Just listening to the instruments, not necessarily the words, but just the instruments of it. And then I'm, as we're driving through Philly, I'm seeing like different parts of my, like literally it felt like I'm envisioning my whole childhood. This way I was there and this way I was there. And then we turn this corner and then I see nothing but black suits, gray, this and this and that. And then it's like that small sliver, because it was the church that was next to our old block. So it was that block that we was in, that we was in her house and stuff like that. So as, but it was just like going there, it was in the, hearing that song. Now that song is now associated with that day, but it's not necessarily like, oh, it was a gloomy doomsday. It was just like, this is such a beautiful song. And I'm enjoying the memories and the life of a person that I love dearly and near to my heart. So it was just like, this song fits the soundtrack of life right now. So that's what I was like into, like what I'm into right now.
Music hit different depending on like where you at and like your state of mind. And I feel like if shit, my bad. I feel like in your state of mind and your state of emotion, like depending on where you at, that's how the music is going to make you feel. Cause it's some shit I listen to all the time where I, like play through on my phone, like I go skip over it and shit, won't listen to it at all, and then out of nowhere I just listen to it and I'm like, damn, I hear this.
Yeah.
Or even like songs that I listen to every single day, and then one day I finally hear the song and I'm like hearing what it's actually saying and what it's conveying, cause it's like you can feel it. And like that's what it is like with some Adele songs, not even just Adele, but even Life Genius. I grew up listening to Life Genius. But I was like selective with my songs and shit. Bitch, he made good music.
I hate Life Genius. So I hate that gay, not gay, that gangster R&B era. Like, really? What's that other one where the nigga had the braids and he was talking about his woman? I just was listening to that shit. Basically, he was treating his woman bad. It was another one that would just sound like, just like Life Genius. I forget his fucking name. But I hate gangster, like, we were supposed to be together.
Oh, Life Genius, all his music got, like, a message in it, or it's, like, a story being told, and it's just, like, The nigga make good music. And I feel like that's what music is supposed to be. It's like it reflects your life, but it does not have to be embellished to the point where it's like, I ain't got to rap about killing a motherfucker to tell you I've been through the shit.
But I'm about to hit this button. We don't have any petty politics for y'all niggas today. But, you know, we back in rotation, baby.
Yep.
So we're going to have some next week or send some to us so we can talk about, like, oh, I seen this, X, Y, and Z. So I'm going to hit this button so we can.
Shout out to our Akis.
Shout out to the Akis, man.
Yeah. If y'all not fucking with the name, let us know. If y'all not, let us know.
It's about that time where we give you a positive message to get through the week. You like how I did that. Vince, what is your positive message to get through the week? Go ahead.
What is my positive message? I don't know. You go first. I always go first.
My positive message to get through the week, I don't know, man. It's one of those things where it's just like, shit. I've been going through a little identity mood crisis and stuff like that, and I've been seeing a lot of things that I'm like, oh wow, I needed that. And I was listening to a book called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck by Mark.
I listened to that.
Yeah, and it was and what spoke out to me the most, it was the negative. It was like negative, I'm going to say affirmations because I don't know best word. Negative affirmations work better than positive affirmations. And it sounds so crazy to that, but it was more so saying to the fact of you're so worried about being perfect that you're neglecting what's good about you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the positive, like, you need to work harder, you need to do this. But the tools that you already are equipped with, you need to sharpen those. So I think that was like the biggest thing that spoke out to me from that book. But yeah.
That's cute. I love that for you.
Thank you. Thank you. You don't have nothing?
What was I about to say? Maybe, you know, you in a fucked up situation today and shit. Like, maybe you down or, like, shit just ain't good for you right now. But, nigga, it's like Lil Rilla said, it's always a tomorrow. For real. It's always a tomorrow, bro. Like, it's always another day for you. And that another day is another opportunity for you to change things and make shit the way that you want it to be. And again, like I've said before, start doing shit today for the you of tomorrow. If you do shit now and prep right now, it'll be so much easier for you in 3 months to be able to go and get that certification or go and get that little diploma, whatever you need or experience or whatever that you need, do it now. Start preparing yourself for it later on.
Yeah. And also, again, happy Pride Month for the
we
LG. We
looking
for some guests for the Pride Month. So
what's some shit y'all want to talk about? Like, let us know right now.
Exactly.
Like, what y'all, it's Pride Month. What y'all niggas want to talk about? What y'all want to see us talk about?
Exactly.
What y'all think? Like, I don't know. It's because y'all beefing with who during this month?
Who they beefing?
They beefing with somebody. White man, I think.
Oh wow.
Yeah, the white man was upset that it's Pride Month.
Oh, who cares?
Why do gay people get a month of celebration? And they was like, and veterans only get one day. They was like, nigga, May is military month. Shut the fuck up.
I didn't even know that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, Pride Month. Go ahead, bust that pussy open for your lover. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to the new letters. There's new letters on there. It's like two.
What new letters?
It's new.
Some new letters?
It's a lot.
Oh, my God.
I ain't gonna lie. It's a lot.
Them motherfuckers gonna have to.
It's an alphabet. I mean, the alphabet. They call themselves
the alphabet community.
Yeah, the alphabet community. They do say
that. Oh, no, that's Dave Chappelle.
Oh.
We love y'all.
Oh, also, hold on. I got two things before we go, because we really gotta go. Darnell Rollins, I see why the fuck I see why the fuck Charlamagne be on your fucking ass. Nigga, we tried to go to your little fucking fun day shit, and we looked at the newsletter. The whole times were off for, like, he had something in Yellow Springs. The times of the newsletter, we had to go on the Yellow Springs official site to know what the fucking thing was. So, nigga, I wanted to play kickball, but you had the wrong times on your website. So, if you ever see this shit, I need free tickets to something. Because I wasted my time. I got up early. I was ready. I had my whole outfit to kick some ass in some kickball. And two, stop trauma bonding over fucking Super Donuts. Like, that shit has never been cool. That shit has never been, like, a good fucking tasting donuts. Like,
I've never liked them fucking donuts. I hated walking into the cafeteria and seeing them bitches in the morning. I never liked Super Donuts, bro. Them thick-ass donuts, and they was always cold. Who want a fucking cold donut? A thick-ass cold donut. It was condensed as fuck.
Right, that wheat donut. Like, it's a wheat
donut. And you gotta drink something with that, because if you don't, you go fucking choke. That's worse than a Popeye's biscuit. That motherfucker is like goo going down. I don't know how motherfuckers do that. You gotta have a slippery throat to eat one of them motherfuckers.
Shout out to our roommate. He eats them on the daily. So yeah. Shout out to Chad. You know, he doesn't get a lot of fucking love.
Fuck that
pie.
Bitch.
He does. Fuck CJ. Yeah, fuck CJ.
Fuck.
But that being said, I'm Nas.
I'm Vince.
Thank you for being out with us. See you next week.
Shout out to the Hawkeys.
Shout out to the Hawkeys, man.